Talk to your buddy and my
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out. Tuesday morning. Had a pretty late night last night. Doing a little performing. I performed the Darius and Friends concert. Did a couple songs. And I was the worst by far. By far.
I mean, I don't think you're the
worst.
Wasn't
even close. But I had fun. And that's all that matters.
That's right.
Did Chick-fil-A and Fight for Your Right. I'll tell you more about that later. But yeah. You know how... By the way, good morning, studio!
Morning!
You know how much I love time travel stories.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Love them. I can read them all day long. I especially like people who come back and tell us about the future.
Yeah.
So, this guy, James Oliver, believes he is stuck in 2018 after his time machine broke down.
Oh, boy.
He's from 6491, the year.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's
a long ways away.
The alleged time traveler said Earth will heat up and aliens will be discovered. So they did what you do with any time traveler. They put him on a lie detector. And he passed the lie detector.
He did not.
He did.
Wow. Did he have an attack in his show?
No, in his show he did not. A lie detector test showed he was telling the truth when questioned. His story was doubted, but paranormal experts said they were blown away when they put it to the test, and the results showed he was telling the truth.
Wow, what is life like in 64-something?
6491, to be specific. He, Mr. Oliver, claims he lives more than centuries in the future, was sent back in time. It was not supposed to happen. His machine broke down, and they blurred out his face out, because he goes, "Where I'm from, the years are longer. My planet is further away from the sun than yours is, so it takes longer to get around. But they have gifted mathematicians." So,
what on Earth?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
sounds about
it's
right.
Not on Earth. That's the
yeah.
point.
Oh, boy.
It's
what, on another planet?
No. Yes. He's from 6,000, the year 6,000.
The year 6,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, just start your day with that little mind nugget there. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A couple California Highway Patrol officers helped rescue bear cubs that were stranded in a sewer near South Lake Tahoe. What they did is someone called and said, "Hey, these baby bears are stuck in a sewer pipe." They couldn't get down there, so they took a little bit of ladder and they put it down, and the bears crawled out of the ladder.
Stop.
This is too cute. Yeah, so they crawled out of the ladder. The mom, which it's always risky messing with baby anythings, but the mom was waiting nearby. They ran back to the mom and they disappeared in the woods.
Oh, I love it.
But the mom was, in a tree nearby.
Yeah, and thank goodness, the mom just kind of chilled and waited. Because, she may come and be like, "What are you doing with my baby bears?"
Man, if the mama bear came up to me and spoke English, I'd be, yeah. All right, over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymond in the Stanley Cup Finals? The Washington Capitals won 6-2 over the Vegas Golden Knights. Washington leads the series 3-1. In Hawaii, that volcano, the destruction toll is now 117 homes. Officials said residents should be prepared to evacuate with little notice. A big eruption could be coming. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the Northeast. That rain's going to move out tomorrow. 80s and 90s for everybody else today.
Over the last weekend, you went to San Antonio?
Yeah, went there to celebrate my husband's parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Wow. It was pretty crazy to they reenacted their cake cutting and everything.
Oh, really?
And then we played that not-so-newlywed game where, we've kind of done that with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill here before where you ask all these questions. It was cute to see them. They, got answers right. It was cool.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, one spouse leaves the room and the other one's sitting there and you ask them, how does, your spouse like their eggs cooked? And you say scrambled, and when the spouse comes in, they better say scrambled, especially after 50 years. Or what's your favorite vacation? And they both said the exact same place that they went years ago. And, they both remembered their very first date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that inspiring to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. Everyone in the room was definitely in awe of them and that they've made it, and they shared some tips and all the things. So it was pretty cool.
So you said some listeners came up to you to say hello, but your kids didn't quite understand what was happening.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it happens a little bit here and there, but where we were staying, I guess, is a hot spot. We were in San Antonio, and a lot of people from Austin go there for the weekend with their families. So we were out at the pool, and it's packed, and they met a lot of listeners, and they would come up and they'd be like, oh my goodness, so great to finally see you in person and meet you. And they're like, hi.
Oh, they were talking to the kids.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they talk, yeah, to the kids, not to me.
Oh.
Which is really sweet. Like, it's fine, but then the kids get confused. Like, even my husband was out there without me. He said people were coming up to the kids, and he's like, I think they might be confused. Like, what? Why do these people talk to us? Like, they don't get it.
Do your kids know kind of what you do yet?
I mean, they get it. They get that Bobby and Eddie and Lunchbox and Amy were on the radio, but they don't know that that means there's listeners. They don't understand that side of it and meeting people. So they're just kind of walk away like, who was that? Are we related to them? Is that our friend? Are we going to see them again? I'm like, probably not.
That's funny. That's
yeah.
Good story. Well, congratulations to your parents and in-laws. So Lunchbox is 0 for 40. In his last string of games. I have something in your wheelhouse, Lunchbox.
Okay.
It's 90s catchphrase game.
Oh, that's me.
What year were you born, Lunchbox?
1981.
All right. Let's introduce our players here. To my left, mom of two, but cool to all.
Oh,
ooh.
That's
thank
right.
You.
My co-host, Amy.
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sadly, he hasn't won a game in 40 games. 0 for 40.
But still looks good.
But still looks good. Still plans on striking for our show on Friday at the Ryman.
Correct.
He's going to walk outside the front. Have you just settled on a chant yet?
No, you guys didn't really like mine, so I think Ryman won't pay, so we stay away. Might be the best.
Okay. Lunchbox, everybody.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
A little more enthusiasm in the class, guys.
And they call him Mr. All I Do Is Win.
Yeah, no, yeah, you yeah. don't. No one calls him that.
Some people do.
Our video producer. Producer Eddie!
Yeah!
All right, the only one clapping. All right.
Nope, not going to clap for that.
90s catchphrase game. I shall go around the room. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Amy, you're first. Can you name what TV show or movie this comes from? Here you go. Number one.
Yeah, I do that.
Family Matters.
Family Matters, she says. Show me Family Matters. Yes, there you go. Here we go. Number two, Lunchbox. Ready?
Yep. You got it, dude.
It's Full House.
Full House, correct. Yeah. Let's get the claps up here, boys. I know it's early.
Yeah, you guys don't like clapping for me. It's okay.
Eddie.
Come on.
Swing.
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 Oh,
Friends?
What?
Oh, wow.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
What is that?
Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Party time.
Yeah,
wow.
Party on, Wayne.
I mean.
Party on, guard.
All right, 1-1-0. Amy, over to you.
I'll be the fire.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, boy.
Show me Jerry Maguire. Yes!
Yeah! 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 Scare me like that.
Yeah.
That's what he's paid to do.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Eat my shorts.
Oh, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons!
Yeah! 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 I was in for Halloween one year.
Eddie, if you missed this one, you're out.
I know. What you got?
90s catchphrases.
Titanic.
He said, show me Titanic. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Amy.
Yeah.
Ready.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Forrest Gump.
You never know what you're going to get.
Amy's our slogan. Show me Forrest Gump. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Yep, that's me.
Have mercy.
What?
Have mercy.
Oh, sorry.
Good luck.
No idea.
Have mercy.
Answer?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, he says. Aladdin. You guys know the answer?
Yeah.
Full House.
Again, Full House. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, there's no rules.
That's a softball. You got two of the same show.
No, that is not.
All right.
That's bull.
Eddie.
Of course. Do it that way.
How you doing?
Okay, there we go. Friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the game.
Who won? Was it?
Yeah, who won?
I did.
Amy.
What's the score?
As Amy gets 3, me and Lunchbox have 2.
Oh, Amy! Amy!
There
she goes. Some would say it was cheating that I gave you the same show twice.
No, some would say you did that as a trick.
No, but it's
right, so obvious that that is Full House.
It's Uncle Jesse, dude.
No,
Have mercy.
Aladdin?
Aladdin, yeah.
Who said that? Jasmine?
I don't know. I don't watch Full House.
Shh, my song's playing.
She goes, there she goes again. She goes again.
I know 90s phrases.
That's right. And she knows all the phrases.
Congratulations,
Thank
Amy.
You.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville.
Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Florida Georgia Line is doing a residency in Las Vegas. It's all going down in December at Planet Hollywood. There's going to be 9 shows. It should be pretty awesome if you want to check that out. And the Walmart yodeling kid, Mason Ramsey, will be their opener. So Dolly Parton might be getting her own Netflix show. Rumor has it that they're going to be doing a series about Dolly's songs, sort of like she did with Coat of Many Colors. And then also, she may have a little guest appearance on her 9-to-5 co-star show, Grace and Frankie. So that would be pretty cool if that ends up happening. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Most people know Ray Allen because he played in the NBA for years, won a couple championships, made a lot of money, but he started a foundation called Ray of Hope Foundation where he likes to give back to the community, help the kids out. Well, he built a computer lab for Lake Stevens Middle School in Miami. 30 computers, all new furniture. They didn't have a single computer for the kids.
Wow.
And he said, they need computers to keep up. So his foundation built a whole new computer lab.
That's cool, especially now, because you have to have a computer.
Oh, for sure.
And they have a single computer in the school, huh?
Nope, not for students.
Wow, good for that dude. I was talking to Matt Carney on the latest Bobbycast, and we got into Oregon Trail a bit, because that, for us, was a big deal when we were kids.
Yes.
If you're young right now, you probably don't even know about Oregon Trail. But you would go to the computer lab and play this dumb game with terrible graphics.
Yeah.
And try to get down the Oregon Trail alive. I wonder if we go over to Morgan number two.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
Did you guys have Oregon Trail?
I never played it, but I do know about it.
Oh, the history books had it, huh?
Yeah. I played like Roller Coaster Tycoon. That was more of our style.
I don't know that.
See, 24-year-olds don't even know about.
Man.
But I don't know about Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, we don't know about it. Yeah.
Wow. So there you have it. Well, Ray Allen, shout out. That's a Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Missouri. A 59-year-old man was arrested after he drove his motorcycle through private yards because he didn't have a driver's license. He wanted to get down to the bar, and he's like, man, how can I get there without breaking the law? If I don't drive it on the street, I can't be arrested.
He kind of has a point, right?
I mean, sorta.
I mean, in a bit, in a twisted way, the driver's license is to drive on the road. It's illegal. But if he's in a yard... I'm not saying it was the right move because obviously he got in trouble, right?
Yeah, he got arrested for vandalism.
For tearing up the yard.
Yeah, because he tears
not
up the yard.
Not for driving.
Well, and driving without a license, but he tore up the yards as he's driving through.
Because if you have some private property...
You don't need a license to...
I don't know, but I used to write all kinds of things on private property when I was a kid. Well, that's funny. He shouldn't do that, nor should anyone else listening right now. No driving in yards. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Man, really appreciate everybody hanging out with us. I want to bring on our producer, Raymundo.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
There he is, Raymundo. Hey, so Raymundo has this odd fascination with Sam Hunt. I mean, loves him. I believe you said you would rather hang out with Sam Hunt than hang out with Kate Upton.
Easily, no doubt about it. I can see Kate Upton whenever I want on the computer.
But can't you see Sam Hunt whenever you want?
No, it's not like chilling with the boys. It's the camaraderie. It's being in person. 3D.
What? 3D.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ray's fascinated with Sam Hunt. Mm-hmm. So Ray has tried to befriend Van Hunt, Sam's brother. And so you guys have been exchanging messages over Instagram.
Yeah, and so I've been checking out his Instagram stories, and he finally talked for the first time, so I got to hear what his voice sounds like.
You're so weird.
I know it's creepy, but listen, he sounds just like Sam.
So Raymond has put up a clip of Van Hunt talking. Here we go.
Excuse me, ma'am. You have to pay for that.
Exactly like Sam Hunt. His giggle is spot on.
Same giggle?
Exactly.
Let me hear this again. This is Van Hunt, Sam's brother.
Excuse me, ma'am. You have to pay for that.
I mean, I'm telling you, that sounds like Sam's right here in the room with us right now.
Okay, here's Sam.
I am kind of big and cumbersome when I come into maybe coffee shops. I stand out at coffee shops, I think.
But why is this even a thing? Why did you bring this to me?
Because he sounds like one of the best singers of our generation. That's awesome.
It's his brother.
What if Garth had a brother and he came in, he sounded exactly like Garth?
He probably does.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I'll be hanging out with him in person. I'll be like, hey, man, you should sing Downtown's Dead real quick. Just for kicks.
You're talking about to Van.
Yeah.
Van Hunt.
Yeah.
I wonder if Van can't even sing.
I bet he can. I bet he just has a couple things that he's not as great as Sam at, and that's why he's not a singer. I bet he's very good, too.
So you're trying to hang out with Van.
Yeah.
That's the first goal.
The first, and then after that, next thing you know, Thanksgiving dinner, it's me, Van, and Sam at the Thanksgiving family table.
Totally. Yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks he's a creeper or no?
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Ray is a creepster.
There you go. Thank you. Raymond.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
See, I tell you what. I will give you the ability to book Van Hunt on the show if you want to.
Okay.
Not just, if you want to bring Van in and interview him.
Oh, wow.
We'll bring Van Hunt in.
Okay. All right.
What do you reach out to him and say on the DM?
Just be like, for the interview?
No, just in general, like if you reach out to him.
Oh, it's always, oh man, what city are you in? You're promoting your product, that's cool. When are you back in Nashville? Just simple stuff like that.
And you still haven't decided on a time
to get together. No, he told me he's got this van that he rented out, and he's across the country right now.
Van has a van?
Van has a van.
Wow. Yeah,
and here he is.
Breaking news.
One more time.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. You have to pay for that.
He was playing a prank on somebody.
Was that Sam?
Yeah, he's doing funny stuff like that.
Well, that was Van. Oh, not
now I need to go. Now I feel like I need to follow Van on.
Van Hunt.
Is that what he is on Instagram?
I gotta check. I don't know.
You just follow him. You don't read the words.
I mean, it's Van. If you search Van Hunt, it'll probably pull his up. Yeah.
All right, there he is. Raymundo, our producer, fascinated with Sam Hunt, so he's become fascinated with Van Hunt. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, time now for a Never Gonna Get It. You're never gonna get it. You ready in the room?
Yeah.
Ready.
One-third of women said that if they could go back and change one thing from their wedding, it would be this. Okay, one-third of women, they say if they could go back and change one thing about their wedding, it would be this. Amy's thinking about it hard. Don't answer because you may get it. Lunchbox, you can spoil it if you get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, guest list.
The guest list.
Yes. Wow. Dang it.
Show me guest list. No.
Woo!
The Bobby Bones Show.
So a third of women said that if they could go back and change one thing from their wedding, it would be this. Eddie, you got married how long ago?
12 years ago.
What do you think the answer is?
I would say cut the alcohol.
What?
Yeah, too much alcohol. Everyone was too drunk.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Terrible answer.
Wow. Show me cut back the alcohol.
Hit it. Oh, no.
Lunchbox, you guessed.
Yeah, I said guest list, but I got a new one.
Okay, go ahead.
Bridesmaids.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was mine.
Yep.
They would change the bride. Oh, you'd like to double up on that one.
Yeah, right? You'd like
well,
to
no,
double up.
I'll change mine now.
Yeah, change it. You don't want to get it right? Change it.
You say bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Show me bridesmaids.
Woo! Okay.
Amy.
Cake flavor. Cake.
Cake flavor.
That was nice. No, he didn't even entertain that one.
Sorry, bridesmaids. Like, that was my original.
One-third of women said they could go back and change one thing.
The groom!
What? Oh,
that's funny.
The
that's
groom!
Funny. That's funny.
The groom!
Is it? Oh,
show
my
me
gosh.
The groom!
The answer is their hair.
Okay, yeah. I probably would have changed mine a little bit. I kind of was when the bump it was really cool.
You did have a bump in your head.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, so you got married how long ago, Amy?
11 and a half.
Who's the leader? Years? Eddie?
Eddie.
Yeah, I've been married the longest.
12.
12 years.
Amy?
11 and a half.
Lunchbox?
3 years, 1 month. What up?
Wow.
Congrats,
yeah.
Man.
3 years and a month. And I'm at zero.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're, yes.
You're a negative.
You're still looking for
there's
that
there's no negative.
Hero.
Oh, there isn't?
There's well, no. Stop it with
it's
that.
It's not a negative.
I already feel lonely, okay?
Oh, rude. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't
that.
Need to dig yeah. in.
I need to dig. I moved into a new house. And by the way, I get a lot of crap online because since I've lived in Nashville for 5.5 years, I've had 4 houses. But let me just say this. This is why it happened. When I moved here, I didn't know where I was moving. And someone said, you should live in this neighborhood. And so I moved down there, but it was 30 minutes from work. And I was traveling. I was like, this will not work. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to a condo downtown, and it flooded. I had to move. It
wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault. The guy hit a water main, and it flooded the entire building. So instead of living in a hotel, I had to get my dog a yard. So I went and lived in a house just until I found like my forever home, which I'm in now.
Yeah.
Which I love that that's what we call it, is the forever home. And Bobby bought this house with the intention of filling it up with a wife and a kid.
Yeah, or two or three.
Really?
Well, let me tell you, I almost set up a Bumble account. I was so close. Amy, look at this. Let me show you something. I got on Bumble.
Like halfway downloaded?
No. It's downloaded, but it's not all the way set up. There are two pictures in it, and I just couldn't go forth with it. Now I need to introduce myself because I've already put my pictures in there.
Oh, you should go forth with it.
Should I, though?
Yeah, that's Why the first not? Step everybody takes when they want to start a family.
But here's the thing with Bumble,
yes.
right?
Yes, yep. that's yep. the first step.
It's
everybody
true.
Knows that.
Let me
say this, though. I don't have a hook in the water. Well, not a single hook in the water. I don't meet people.
Yeah.
That's the first hook in the water.
Bumble. Now you need some bait.
No, Bumble, I have not seen. I would say you go Tinder.
No, I'm not trying to.
Look. I know more people that have gotten married from Tinder than I do Bumble.
But Tinder back in the day was kind of a dating app, kind of a hookup.
Well, I know people that have been married from Match.
Yeah.
So you should do that.
That's true. Yeah.
Farmers only, too.
Farmers only. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
There's that one.
Or just chat room ASL.
My point is that I now... Oh, and when I moved to houses, something bad always happens. The first house I lived in, dude killed his wife.
Yeah,
like right up
terrible.
The road.
Yes.
And then ran around on the streets with a gun. And they had to lock us all in our houses.
Like a bow and arrow, right?
Yeah, I think he had maybe a crossbow. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I think it was a gun, Aim.
Okay, sorry. Maybe different person.
Like you're thinking of Robin Hood.
That story's terrible, though.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Okay.
And then after that, I lived in a condo and it flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, once my stuff started getting broken into my last house, it broke into my Jeep. I was out.
Oh, and then there's memories associated with that house. Like you bought that for your dog, and then your dog passed away, had cancer, and I think you needed to get out of that house.
I did. And let me tell you about this house now.
What?
There's nothing in it. It's like a couch. I walk in, it's like, hello, 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 hello. I don't even know what pictures to put out because I can't see color. I'm colorblind, so I had to go to someone and be like, help me pick out pictures for the wall.
Yeah, because this is your forever home.
It's my forever home.
Yeah.
But Eddie just found a story. This is from my neighborhood. Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody got attacked by a man with a hatchet. Going to a personal trainer.
In my
neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's what you
terrible.
Do, man. You go to personal trainers and stuff, and that could have been you.
I mean, I have a boxing coach.
Right. Yeah, Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
I got it. What's the story?
Well, they're still looking for him. He's out.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's somewhere in your hood. Well, I don't know if he's still there, but that's where it happened.
So wait, why did the person attack him with a hatchet?
Dude, they don't know. They don't really have no information.
Oh, this is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
I think it's terrible. Wherever I go.
Just follows you around?
Something dramatic.
Gosh.
Follows me around. Amy, anything you'd like to say?
Man, I'm just hoping everybody has a great day.
Yeah, there we go.
Be careful out there, dude.
You can still check in and get you a Pimp and Joy shirt, one of our retros. Go to BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Lunchbox talking to Kelsey Ballerini. The CMT Awards are tomorrow night, and so a lot of interviews are happening because of that. And Kelsey walks into the room.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Hi.
Let me tell you.
Just how you say your name.
Kelsey Ballerini.
What? That's her name.
Like,
how old are you?
Hubba.
36.
What's Kelsey?
25.
Okay. I just making sure.
Ish. Kelsey Ballerini.
Hi.
Let me tell you, you walk in the room and wow, it smells beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, you smell great.
Oh my God, it's very hot outside. So.
Wait, what is wrong with that?
You walk in the room and it smells beautiful.
Kelsey
you
Ballerini.
Smell great.
It did.
Kelsey yeah.
Like
Ballerini.
When she walked in, the smell changed to beauty.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a compliment.
It That's is.
And I'm not even really a smell person, but I'm not like creepy way, but you walked in, I was like, dang.
If you ever have to say that you're not creepy, you're creepy.
Yes.
If you have to state, hey, I'm not creepy.
Solid point.
That's creepy, yeah.
Yeah. It
smells really good.
No!
And I didn't like, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Did that start out weird?
No, it didn't start out weird. It's very complimentary.
Like, isn't that what you, because you put on perfume or?
You can move on. Like, she's allowed you to move on.
Okay, he was so, it seems like he got nervous because his voice cracked.
No, change.
Something
I did.
To smell good,
I did.
Right?
Yeah. Is that it?
And it smells good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's
listen, listen to that. Yeah.
Well, now we have to know. What is it? A Lalabo? I don't know what that is.
Good.
Thank you.
Put on perfume or something to smell good,
I did.
Right?
Yeah. Is that it?
And it smells good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Raymond, give me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's him trying to, like, flirt a little
flirting?
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his flirt voice.
Wait, this is the game you used to take to the bar when you were single?
No,
is this it?
There was no flirt.
Okay.
There was no flirt. It's just
we're seeing it.
Yes, he used to be out of control.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, you smell good.
What is it?
Go.
Good,
I did.
Right? Yeah.
Is that it?
And it smells good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I can't even handle it. It's almost like that time he ordered peanut tempeh tacos.
Can I have the tempeh tacos? And
they're like, would you like your normal smoothie with that?
No, no smoothie today, thank you.
Yeah.
Here's Lunchbox and Kelsey Ballerini. This is I'm practicing the speech with her.
Oh video gosh. Of the year winner is Kelsey Ballerini. You get up to the microphone, start your speech. Go.
I probably just cry.
Okay, first person you think.
Probably my mom.
No, your husband. Come
my
on.
My husband. Oh, yeah. It's Jeez. A different it's
There
a
you go. You.
Oh, why is all the yelling happening?
I mean, it's Lunchbox.
No, it's an award show. We're going over the speed.
I'm bad at marriage. No, yeah, I don't know. I really haven't ever thought of it.
Okay.
I'd be terrible at it.
There you go. Lunchbox and Kelsey Ballerini.
Do you think he did good?
Yeah.
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 Did Kelsey smell good, Lunchbox?
Yeah. She did. Well,
man, I could see in her face and maybe it went a little awkward. And so I was trying to be like, no, not in a creepy way. Like,
but if you just move off, if you ever have to go, hey, I know this may seem creepy, the best thing to do is just get away from it. Yeah, you're good. There you go. Kelsey Ballerini. What's up?
That clip's amazing. Yeah. I had no idea it existed.
Neither did I. Pink cars with glitter and Valentine's dinner and roses just die
in a week. We were drunk when we met, so we don't know. Are you jealous? I sang with the Backstreet Boy last night.
Oh, I mean, you killed it. Yeah. It was awesome. I got to witness it, so I feel honored to have been there. But yeah, a little jealous.
Yeah, so AJ McClain of the Backstreet Boys with the Ryman, because I was singing with Darius last night.
Yeah.
And so this is us singing I Want It That Way.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
I do want it that way, I do.
Because I want it that way.
You're pretty good. Which way?
How about that?
Wow. Yeah,
I know.
How about
it
that?
Was
how
like,
about that?
My senior year of high school self was like geeking out, but totally being chill.
Yeah, I was being chill too.
We Way were being chill. So chill, we're but so on cool. the inside, we were like, oh my gosh.
We'll tell you about it later, but we were being so cool.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
I need to know. Bobby, I have something to say. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
About Bobby's coolness.
Oh. Do you want to talk about it?
And it smells good.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Oh, we just need the yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Good clip.
That's like the worst clip ever. Okay. Ray's like, good. I put the cup up, and it's lunch going, hey, it smells good. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You feeling all right? You good over there?
Yeah,
of course.
Oh. Yeah.
You made a clip, Lunchbox.
Yeah. Congratulations. You've been isolated.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your performance with Darius last night was awesome?
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
Are you happy to be here today?
She dies in the bed.
That was it.
Then she looked for somebody to help her.
I just laugh.
You happy it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That's it.
I was looking at you guys for help.
One and done, no. I was last night, so I played this show at Darius, and I posted some pictures on my Instagram. But I was getting hammered at how tight my jeans were.
Oh, really?
Hammered. People were like, are you wearing Amy's pants tonight?
Let me see this.
Rude. People are rude.
Yeah.
I mean, but you did look, your shirt was tight too.
Yeah. Amy sent me a text last night. She goes, hey, I think you're getting too skinny. I'm like, I'm not even skinnier.
But not in a rude way. I just said, well, no.
Not in a
sharing,
rude way.
Not in a rude way, because I don't want to be that person that's like, eat a cheeseburger.
Every time I post a picture, eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah, those people are annoying. But I were texting pictures back and forth, and I thought you'd take it as a compliment since I know you want to be skinny right now. So I was like, you look super skinny in all these pictures. But also, there's a little bit of concern with it.
Yeah, there's a little concern from you.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I'm just trying to keep my weight. My weight right now, I try to keep it around 152 and a half.
Okay.
And anything over, I got to pop it back down. Anything under, I'm able to have a bite of a cheeseburger with no bread. You know what I mean?
Man, that's some skinny jeans.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Did they feel tight?
I mean, what does skin feel like
Could
anyway?
You walk upstairs with those jeans?
Yeah, of course I could.
Okay.
Yeah, they're tight, but that's what you wear. Tight jeans. I wear tight jeans and oversized shirts. That's my life.
Okay.
What?
That shirt was, I feel like I need that shirt.
Oh, that t-shirt was thin. Yeah, it was a 1984 George Strait tour t-shirt.
I mean, it will fit me, so if you want to.
Oh, stop it with that. That's why people, when you're going, it'll fit me. You're thin and small.
Okay, I'm just saying I love George Strait.
Here is Lanco talking about how they now have a bigger spot on the bill than the Raging Idiots. Yeah, how about that? We used to always play festivals, and Lanco would have to play before the Raging Idiots. Mm-hmm. Eddie and my band.
What else is going on with Lanco the rest of the year?
Oh, man, we've got a crazy year. We're out right now on the road with Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne on the Mountain High Tour. So we're on that pretty much until the end of the year. Yeah, man, that's about it.
All right.
Which is, I say that's about it. But
we're pretty excited. You know, we're above the Raging Idiots in some of these lineups, which is a good feat for us, you know.
Enjoy it, boys. We finally made it.
That's funny. 'Cause I was gonna be your forever. We played this humongous festivals, and Eddie and I have a band called the Raging Idiots, and we'd be playing primetime spots, and they'd be playing earlier in the day.
It was pretty awkward.
We'd give them high fives walking by.
It was awesome. But I was what you wanted, you what needed. We could meet in between. We'd always rub it in, too. Yeah. Like, thanks for warming them up for us,
boys.
Yeah,
boys, appreciate that. We'll take it from here.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid Thomas was born 18 years ago. A police officer helped deliver him on the side of the road in Maryland. And so the officer, Robert Hunt, surprised him at his graduation.
Wow.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Think about that.
I know. That's a long time. And then to still know what's up with his life.
And I bet you, as a cop, you don't forget that. Like, you delivered a baby on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably always looking to see what's up with that baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he surprised him. He said, November 13th, 1999, probably one of the best things ever happened in my life, which was delivering that baby.
Wow.
And the kids graduating high school. They've kept in touch over the years through one Christmas card a year, and then he came to the graduation. So, hey, to that police officer, one, that's awesome. You delivered a
baby. He didn't deliver in Dash.
Oh, I hate delivering Dashers. And then he showed up at the graduation. That's cool. And that's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm presenting on the CMT Awards tomorrow night, and I'm going to reveal my date coming up in 1 second, but Morgan, number two, our 24-year-old, has a list of people she thinks I'm taking for my date.
Yes.
How many's on this list, Morgan?
Four.
Four people.
Wow.
At number four, you think it will be?
One of your exes.
One of my exes. How many of my exes could I actually take, though?
That's a good question.
Huh. How many live here?
They can fly in. There's airplanes.
Oh, there are
two
airplanes.
Two of them would be easy to take.
Okay.
Yeah, so you think it's one of my exes?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Number three.
A random Bumble date.
Ooh, I did talk about maybe getting on Bumble. Am I actually already on Bumble and I was just feeling it out there? Okay.
It's possible.
That's a big first date.
Unless I've already been out with them. Could be somebody from Bumble.
Yeah.
Number two.
Mike D.
Ooh, gets no sexier than that guy. Is that right, Mike D? Yeah. AKA Quiet Mike, AKA Metamucil Mike.
If you waste this night on Mike D, there's something wrong with you.
And number one, you think?
Amy. Oh.
Okay, well, I'll let you know in the next 10 minutes. Lunchbox, who you put your money on?
Amy.
Mm.
That was my guess.
Well, okay.
Eddie?
Mike D.
Amy, who do you put your money on?
Mike D.
Now, does anyone put their money on Amy? Do you think she's playing possum?
No.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We'll find out in just a few minutes. But you think it's a waste if I use it on anyone other than?
A real date. Because they're going to, if they see you walking down the red carpet and then people taking pictures of you and you getting interviewed and you going up on stage to present or whatever your role is at the show.
Is that cool to people?
Are you kidding me?
Lunchbox wants to meet you.
How do you say it?
Would you go, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Do you like me?
Yeah.
Would you want to date me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. That's sweet of you. Okay.
Let's just say they would be melting in your hand.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say. What does that even mean? Let's just say they'd be melting in my...
He's trying to not say M&M? That other thing.
What's the other thing?
I know what he wants to say.
Yes, thank you.
He does.
No, I know what right that now. Is. He wants to say panty dropper.
Yes.
Oh. But that's not melting in your hand.
Well, I couldn't say the other one.
Okay.
But Bobby's not looking for anything to be dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they see him walking down the red carpet, it's just going to happen.
I am coming over to you.
It just happens.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks is going back on tour. He announced that he's hitting the road and he'll have new music soon. I guess he's going to get the cities out there pretty soon. So we don't know exactly where he's going, but he will be playing and his tour is amazing.
Where's he going to tour from?
I don't
Space?
Know.
He's already toured from everywhere.
I don't know.
How much bigger audience is going to get?
Mm-hmm. But a new tour, why do you do new tours?
music. New music. Is there going to be new music? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Will new music be coming to...
Sounds like us.
No.
Just like yelling around the room. Hey.
I wish she had Lunchbox answering for him.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, is there going to be new music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there going to be a new tour?
Yeah.
All right.
AJ McLean of the Backstreet...
McLean.
Sorry.
I thought you were a Backstreet Boy fan.
Wow.
What a poser.
Poser.
You should smell
it. Are you a poser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys premiered his new country song. It's called Back Porch Bottle Service.
Got me buzzing on a back porch bottle service. Long necks chilling in a nice bar. Bitch, you're looking so hot, baby, that you got me burning. Don't stop working that five. Girl, you know it's been a little while.
Definitely a little more pop influence there, but I don't mind it. Do you like it?
It's not even more poppy than some of the other stuff that's played already.
I know. But I mean, him, I didn't know. Is he going to bring like straight traditional country or go pop?
Listen, who cares, you know? Let's just be honest. I lie. He's nice enough. At this point, who cares? If it's good, we'll play it. That song's fine. What do I care? Who cares at this point? Everybody always comes to me. What music makes it? Let's just see what the people like. That's what I say. Okay. They probably won't like that, but...
No, that's a great answer, though.
What?
When people ask you, hey, what do you think about that? Who cares?
You sound like that guy that's like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I give the opinions about songs I like, you know?
Hey, Bobby, you're the voice of America. What do you think about this? Who cares?
Who cares, man?
Good point.
You know, people can find what they like.
Got me buzzing.
I don't think it's terrible. I think people want me to come on and say it's terrible. I don't think it's terrible. Is it going to make it?
It's not terrible.
Is it going to make it? No, it's not going to make it. Yes,
terrible.
I've heard worse too.
That's not terrible.
We're probably going to play some worse coming up later in the hour. Yeah, but that's just my opinion.
But who cares?
Who cares?
We can play some worse.
That's not terrible.
No, I mean, I'm kind of jamming to it a little bit.
There you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's your skinny.
Thank you. That's a good skinny, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was really good. Thanks,
lunch.
Yeah. Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends. Like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, FIENDS. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it once you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy with that morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a dead parrot?
That's dark.
Dang.
It's taking a dark turn.
Oh, man.
What do you call a dead parrot?
Polygon. Mike laughed.
I get it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Polly's gone.
Polly wants a cracker.
Yeah.
Polly gone.
I get it, but a polygon's also a shape.
Exactly.
Correct. That's the play on words.
That's, yeah.
But how does it have to do with the... you know what?
That's a twist.
Who cares? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the morning corny.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I mean, if that's the attitude we have now, okay.
I'm tired of watching the news and everybody getting all butthurt about everything. Yeah. I don't really care. You know what?
Yeah, so if Amy wants to tell a joke about a dead parrot, let her.
No, I don't. I think the dead parrot's fine. But I think that the polygon, it should have been some sort of shape joke. You know?
What's the shape of a dead parrot?
A polygon. There you go.
Okay.
Better.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Yeah. Next time you tell it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, Bobby? First time caller.
Hey, man, appreciate that.
Hey, I just wanted to know, what was the update on Eddie taking those yellow jackets?
Yesterday on the show, Eddie took 4 yellow jacket pills from the gas station. I've always been curious as to how they felt. So I had Eddie take them.
Yeah.
And he got pretty jacked up during the show. And then I was watching his Insta story. He was lost.
I was jacked up for the rest of the day. I mean, I'm still feeling the sting from that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's not gone. Like, I'll explain it this way. I've never noticed my heart in my chest. Like, never in my life, really, unless, like,
not
I'm
even
scared.
Like when you're working out.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I feel it right now. I know exactly where my heart is in my chest.
You can feel your heart right still. Now. That's funny. So you're still feeling it.
Yeah, I went to bed at maybe 2 last night.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So did you rest comfortably?
Dude, it was head on pillow about 9 p.m. and didn't go to sleep until about 1:32.
Oh, I just ate oatmeal. I'm going to pick it up and laugh it so hard. That's funny.
So do these things work? Yes.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you want to stay up?
Yeah, wait. Corey, turn your radio down, bud. He's listening to the radio back.
He's listening.
He can hear it back. Hey, appreciate that call.
Oh, man.
Now I shall announce who I'm taking as my date to the CMT Awards tomorrow night as I am a presenter on the award show. Drum roll, please.
I got it. I know I did.
Who'd you say?
Mike D.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Eddie's no, definitely Amy.
Oh, wow. Why can't it? You guys think it's like I got a hot date or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is there no chance?
Because we live in reality.
And you wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't take somebody new.
No, you wouldn't take a rando to the CMT Awards.
They have to entertain all night, but man, it would be such a baller move.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's not a rando? What if it's someone I've secretly been dating? I'm revealing
right
now.
Oh, so this is the big
reveal? Oh, this would be awesome. Okay,
the drum roll. What else do you do with the drum roll?
Where in the world have you been hiding her?
Exactly. So now... Is she on the phone? Okay, here we go.
She's on the phone?
Well, I'm going to let you talk to them.
Okay. Put them on.
I am taking... What? Okay. What?
Nothing. Put them on.
I'm taking the CMT Awards tomorrow night... Mike D.
I knew it. Of course. Mike D, did you pick your
suit out? Why would you take
out?
Mike D?
Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Punk Rock Mike, a.k.a. Mike Sharona. Go ahead.
Why would you take him?
Because why not? Who cares?
He's good looking.
Yeah.
I do not understand.
He's just
your
arm candy,
process.
Dude.
I just want people to see me at my ID and be like, man, that guy's got something.
That's all he is. Don't be jealous, Lunchbox.
No, there's going to be rumors that start.
Mike D and I go everywhere together. If there are rumors, they already are. Yep. Mike D, how do you feel about this?
I'm excited.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. What time does he pick you up, Mike D?
I mean him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I think I'm going to some place and they're doing my hair and stuff.
Oh.
And then we leave from there. Yeah. And like up here near work.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. Doing my hair.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, Mike D is my date to the CMT.
What's crazy? The hair part or the Mike D part?
All of it.
Yeah.
Why is that crazy?
I don't feel like the Mike D part's crazy. Or the hair part.
Well, you would have thought a big event like this, he could have gone upgraded.
But he's working.
I understand
that. I would take it. No. Everybody's wrong. I would take a girl if I had one. Even if I had been on 2 dates with somebody, I would take them.
I don't believe that.
I would. You can believe what you want, Missy. Why?
And I'm shocked. I can't believe you didn't take Amy over Mike D. Like, usually you would take Amy just to have a female presence.
Amy and my relationship about going to events has changed since she's had 2 kids.
Right.
She does. She doesn't have the ability to just freeform anymore.
And she's a mom now.
Yeah. So I didn't even ask Amy because it's like, hey, you have this real life. And
yeah,
so,
and Mike D, like, what's he got going on?
What up, Mike D? What you trying to say?
No, that's
he doesn't have anything to say. Quiet Mike.
Exactly.
That's why you call him Quiet Mike. He got nothing to say. Okay. Anything else?
You know who else I thought was on the board?
Oh, who?
That new intern.
Jordan?
The 21-year-old.
He thought I was going to take our intern as a date.
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
What led you to think that?
I just kind of thought maybe... Hey, look, you're an intern. This is your one summer. Maybe you can enjoy the CMT Awards and see what it's all about. Like a true internship.
Ooh, internship. That just sounded...
But see, your point earlier, though, was that taking a girl to this is a...
Hey.
What? So it doesn't work.
You think I'm trying to get with the intern?
No, you could have if you wanted if you took her to the CMT Awards and... You want to go on the college circuit like these other guys? Hey, that's...
These other guys.
I ain't trying to go on a college circuit.
Who are these other guys?
I don't know. Do you know these guys?
Yeah.
Amy, do you remember Eric? Eric got the tattoo of me on his arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a lifelike tattoo. It covers the whole inside of his forearm. It's my head. It's crazy. Eric, the tattoo guy's on the phone. Eric.
My man.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, how's life been since you got a tattoo of me on your arm?
It has been quite interesting.
Tell me more, my friend. Tell me more.
Well, I've certainly had some luck, some questions. But in all seriousness, anybody that's in my life, my personal life, everybody knows about you, even though you're not on here. So people weren't too surprised, but some people were. And
where do you live, Eric?
I live in Northeast Tennessee now, in Johnson City. It's about 5 hours away.
Yeah, Bristol, Johnson City. No, well, the Tri-Cities even.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So you go, you get a tattoo. What do you tell the tattoo guy? Because you walk in, you have to have a picture of me, right?
That is right.
And you say, okay, draw this.
Well, originally, I had one particular guy in mind that does really good work. And he wasn't going to be available due to a family emergency. So I had to act quickly because I was growing to be impatient.
Yeah.
So I started calling around to some places, checked reviews. I found a guy. I told him the story. And he's like, dude, come in. So I went in, and he was really moved by it. He wanted to check you out, too. So
he probably can get a tattoo of me, too.
Stop.
No. He wasn't moved by it. He just wanted the money.
Huh. Eric, so let's see. You live in Johnson City. You have a tattoo of me on the inside of your arm. The last time we talked, I really didn't open this up for the other members of the show to ask their questions. Because I feel like everyone has something they want to ask you, Eric. Amy, do you have anything you want to ask Eric?
Well, I mean, has it helped with the ladies since you got it?
Great question.
It hasn't helped with the ladies, but like I said before, that's not really a big concern right now. I've got a lot on my plate, and I know Bobby says that if you really want to make a relationship work, a guy will find a way. If he says he has a lot on his plate, it's probably not his priority.
That's right. If someone says, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, that means I'm not looking for a relationship right now with you.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So the right one hasn't come along.
Yeah, not for Eric.
Correct.
For you to make time for.
Eric, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Look at this guy here. Living his best life right now.
No.
Do you think that you will add anything else to your body, Bobby related, tattoo-wise?
You know, I was thinking last night, you know how Tupac had Thug Life across his upper stomach?
Yeah, that's
Please. Oh my gosh. Let him talk.
Guys, let my boy talk.
Sorry, hold on. He made a Tupac reference, Thug Life across his stomach.
Of course, it's Eric tattoo guy. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, do not be creeped out. I'm not going to do this. What the thought crossed my mind, I could get Bones Life, but
Bones Life. I love it. Give Bones Life.
In Old English?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
In Old English? Are you serious?
What's a really girly font you could get it in?
Who cares? Get it in all the fonts.
What's his name?
Eric.
Eric.
The tattoo guy.
Sorry. Eric, did you think maybe getting this tattoo would help you get in Bobby's book? Well, you got it too late. You do realize that, right? You're not going to get in the book.
Bobby doesn't owe me anything. I don't want anything from Bobby to be in his book or anything else. This is solely from one human to another saying, I appreciate you for all you've done. I know I'm not the only human. I'm not the only one he's affected. But he's affected me in such a way that I want to advertise it.
Give the guy a break.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric, are you disappointed that you were not the date to the CMT Awards, but Mike D got that date?
That'd have been a good move for me.
Well, I'm not disappointed, no. I wasn't expecting it, and no.
Would you have said yes?
If Bobby would have asked me, I would have said yes. Yes. But I wasn't looking for it, wasn't expecting it. It didn't even cross my mind.
There he is.
But Bones Life.
Eric the tattoo guy.
Do you have any regret? He has to have some.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't have. I guarantee you he doesn't have any regret.
Eric, I'm being told you did a podcast about this. Someone's podcast.
I did. Dylan Hodge, he met you or he knows you rather. And shout out to him. I did that yesterday. And we talked for about an hour and a half.
Bobby, who's Dylan Hodge?
You know, the guy I know. I don't know.
Eric, who's Dylan Hodge?
I don't know. Hey, who's Dylan Hodge?
Well, he's a fellow B-teamer. He's got a few pictures with you. And
D. Hodge.
Oh, you call him D. Hodge.
D. Hodge. Yeah.
Well, I thought, yeah, it was like a, you know, someone in the industry.
No.
But it's just someone with a podcast.
Yeah.
That's a B-teamer. Hey, shout out Dylan.
Hey, Eric, the tattoo guy. What do you do for a living?
I'm a mortician by trade.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yes.
That's right.
It was a very dark time.
By trade, but what do you do all day?
Well, that was my career, and I'd gotten sick a couple of years ago. I was diagnosed with a neurological disorder, and it messes with my legs from time to time, called just neuropathy. Long story short, I've been in and out of a nursing home 6 times.
Wow.
For physical therapy.
Look at you. Keep on fighting that, man.
I am. Well, I was told by the neurologist I would probably never walk again. They said there's no use in trying, but I proved them wrong 6 times already.
Come on, that's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
Nice work, Eric.
So now my dream is to get involved with broadcasting, and I'm getting ready to move back to Nashville, and I'll be working with people on Lower Broad.
Look at this guy. I love it. I love it right now. Look at this guy.
Hey, you need a mentor.
That's what he does, and I am America's mentor, if I do say so myself. Eric, the tattoo guy. It is a real pleasure talking to you again.
Oh, man.
Glad to get caught up on life, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Take it easy.
There he is, Eric, the tattoo guy. He's got a tattoo of my face on his arm.
And he's going to get Bones Life on his stomach. What in the world?
Like Thug Life, but the opposite.
Yeah, like
Bones
it's not
life.
The opposite, Amy. It's very similar to
no, it's similar.
Bones Life and Thug Life are very much the
opposite.
Same thing.
He's right.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Turn it
up. All right, so here we are, Tuesday, and there's a lot of things happening this week because it's CMA week in Nashville where all the artists are in town. They're playing shows every night, a lot of charity events. And I had the Million Dollar Show in January and asked Darius to come play with our band, The Raging Idiots. And he shows up and plays. And so he says, hey, I'm doing a show, both for St. Jude. Would you show up and play? And I said, absolutely. So they said, you can do 3 songs. And I said, how about 2? I didn't want to sing 3 songs. Not because I didn't want to sing 3 songs, but because I didn't think the crowd, Darius' crowd, is going to want me out there doing 10 minutes of music. So I said, how about 2? He said, okay. So I go out, and the rule was you do 1 by yourself at the Ryman, and then Darius comes out and does a cover with you. And so I go up, and I do Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. It's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
When I went out, let me tell you, I crushed it, too. That's all. It is amazing. Crowd was kind of singing. It's like middle. Okay. It wasn't totally my crowd, but that song's about wanting Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. And I started off very emotionally. I was like, I just want you guys to know that sometimes I cry during this song. It's about not getting what you want in life. And it's called Chick-fil-A on Sunday. And the ones that never heard are like, ah! And so it was good because I had no pressure on me. I never have fun.
Uh-huh.
There was no pressure on me whatsoever. I went out, sang my brains out, C+, and I was like, that was good. Then I told Darius that I wanted to do Fight for Your Right from the Beastie Boys. And that's a fun old school song, you know?
You gotta fight for your right to party.
A lot of energy. And I was in my tight jeans, which people on Instagram are saying, or maybe Amy's jeans. That's how tight they were. And so here we go. This is me and Darius's band is playing back up. And Darius comes out later on, but here we go. This is our raw audio. Someone on a cell phone put this on Facebook. Listen to the crowd get into it on the chorus.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Dang, dude.
It was awesome.
It's pretty legit.
I was smiling so hard because the band was awesome.
Yeah.
The crowd was feeling it. I was the worst in the whole. And even I was doing pretty good.
But he was like working the stage.
Hard.
Like almost like a, yeah, like a.
Like an entertainer.
Yeah. Just like squatting.
Like an artist.
Like an artist.
Yeah. Okay. And so.
Like running around.
Darius Rucker comes out and does the 3rd verse, right?
Yeah.
much fun last night. I had the biggest smile on my face. I was taking it in, man.
You guys brought down the Ryman.
Yeah. Yeah. And people were like, what's happening? And they just bought it. They were like, everybody just started singing. It was one of my favorite moments.
That was a win.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I judge me harsher than anybody judges me. And other than one goofy thing I did on stage, it was really fun and really good. So I had a really great time last night. And I appreciate Darius for holding the event for St. Jude. And secondly, for letting me come sing songs. And I had to follow Lauren Elena. And there's somebody you don't want to follow. Mm-hmm. It's Lauren Elena because she sings better than the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so she crushes her songs. And Slaney's like, and now he's Bobby Bones. And they're like...
One guy in overalls. Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
So, and then we're backstage. Did we hold the Backstreet Boy talk for a second or no?
Whatever.
We're backstage in a back room, and it's Amy and I. And AJ McClain of the Backstreet Boys is back there. And so I see him, and I'm just chilling.
Talking, totally talking, having conversation.
He came up to me and started talking.
Yeah, he came up. He was really nice. I was casually on the couch on my phone being like, there's a Backstreet Boy walking around. And then the room's tiny. And then I see him just go up to Bobby and be like, hey, man, I'm AJ.
Someone probably told him to, right?
Then afterwards, he kind of went around. I mean, I think he was just being nice. I mean, did he have someone in there with him?
He's putting out a country song.
I know.
Got me buzzing on a back porch.
He was a nice guy.
He was so nice. Yeah. And then he came around, sat down on the couch, and introduced himself to a couple other people in the room, and then me. And I was like, hi. Oh, hey, yeah. And then Bobby, you were sitting over there, and you were like, oh, you're a Backstreet Boy.
I was totally lying. I knew he wasn't me.
Yeah.
From the minute I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, a Backstreet Boy. And I just played it cool, man.
It's a good move.
I mean, I couldn't believe, I look over at Bobby and I go, what? Like, I said it really loud. I didn't mean to say it out loud, but I meant, are you serious right now?
No, I was totally a geek, but I didn't let him know, though.
Yeah. He totally didn't let him know. Bobby's like, oh man, so like, where do you live? And then AJ's like, I live in, where Thousand Oaks is? And Bobby's like, oh, yeah.
I have no idea, by the way. I have no idea where that is in L.A. I don't know anything about L.A. except where they make me go to tape stuff.
Oh, but Bobby played it so cool.
Yeah, I got down
like, so cool.
By Disneyland,
that's cool. Totally cool.
And then Bobby
casually. Is that where that Hollywood sign is?
Yeah. Slides over and he's like, hey, man, I want to hop on my Insta story.
No, that's not what I said. Because I was playing extra cool. Nope. I said,
okay, how did you say it?
I said, you want to get on the story?
Okay, sorry.
I'm telling you, I was playing so cool, like way over my head. I was feeling confident. Uh-huh. It's a good night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. AJ complimented your shoes.
Yeah.
He was like, those are some nice shoes.
Mm-hmm. I was living my best life, as they would say. And I was like, oh, you're Backstreet Boy. That's cool. Yeah, cool. You want to get my story real quick? And then I realized in my heart, I was doing somersaults, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's a Backstreet Boy. And so I was like, hey, man, you'll get my story. Let's be cool. And then all of a sudden, I busted it out.
Got me buzzing.
Oh, wait, wrong one. Here we go.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
I do want it that way. I do.
Because I want it that way.
You're pretty good. Which way? Yeah.
And so I lost all cool there, but then I was awesome. The night was over. It didn't matter anymore.
Thanks for being on my story, man.
Yeah, I played it so cool. I just wanted that on my Instagram.
What? You played it so cool that then by the time you asked him to hop on your story, it was fine because Bobby was already so cool
that
it's not like he was geeking out at all.
Like,
even though he busted out that song.
You're going to get in his story, what? Yeah.
And he had just found out that he was part of the Backstreet
Boys. I was like,
wait.
Because if Bobby started geeking out too soon or at all, then AJ probably wouldn't have been as cool to be like, hey, y'all, I'm going to sing my song with you on your story.
If I had the kind of game with ladies that I do AJ McClain of the Backstreet Boys, I'd be swimming in them.
Oh, that is so true.
That is so true.
Well, you had AJ wrapped on your finger.
I do. It's a good night. It's a good night. Who talked to Brett Young yesterday?
I did.
How'd that go?
I think it went great. I found out some hard-hitting news about his upcoming wedding and a really nice guy.
Yeah.
In the beginning, did you have covers that you used to serenade her with that like take you way back? Like, what were the jams that you would like, here, sit right here, girl, let me.
She was, you know, like, guys, get ready, and then wait for girls to finish getting ready.
Absolutely.
And so I got ready and I was done, and then she was getting ready to go out that night, and I pulled out the guitar, and I just acted like I was just enjoying playing by myself, but I was singing full voice. And it was She's Every Woman, Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just heard it. He's going to be singing She's Every Woman by Garth Brooks.
Wait, so what was so funny?
Because he was saying that he was trying to act cool like he was just playing, but she was upstairs and he was playing full voice.
Oh, no,
voice.
I get what he's saying. Man, you laughed hard at that, huh?
I thought it was pretty funny how he was trying to act it cool, okay, but he was really singing it.
Hold on.
I just acted like I was just enjoying playing by myself, but I was singing full voice.
I think it is funny.
Yeah. I just realized that was Lunchbox going.
Lunchbox thought it was really funny.
So,
all right.
You like what you think is funny when people sing full voice?
Well, I think you have to kind of laugh at when they talk because it makes them feel more comfortable, even though sometimes it's not
that
funny.
That's an honest answer.
That's
a
really.
Okay.
Like if you listen to interviews, people laugh like when artists talk for no reason. And so I feel like it makes them more comfortable, and they're like, oh, yeah, this guy likes me. So that's how you get on their good side.
Totally down with that tactic. Just wondered why you laughed like that. Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Is Brett playing on the CMT Awards? He is, right?
No, he's up for Video of the Year.
He's up for a year.
Yeah, Video of the Year. See, I know my stuff.
Good dude.
Live this world without you, even though.
Is that full voice?
He's not an artist. I don't need to laugh. I only laugh when it's funny.
It's okay. You don't have to laugh.
Sympathy laugh.
That's funny. That's cool, man. That's like that you do that.
Yeah. It's a good tactic. Yeah. It works.
I'm good.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try that today.
Hey, are you doing them today?
I am.
Please, one time, Amy.
Okay, I'm practicing.
Laugh. Just for no reason.
Okay.
Like, really make them feel good.
Okay.
Because they'll give you a lot of stuff. Like Lunchbox does.
Okay.
It's a tactic, for sure.
It is a tactic.
No.
You do it to everybody.
Sometimes you need
it.
It gets awkward.
Absolutely. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? She's 24 years old. She runs our digital. And what do you care about today, Morgan number two?
Legally Blonde 3 is actually in the works. It's happening, and I'm stoked about it.
What's the deal with that? Wait, did she not die at the end of the second one?
What? No.
No, she went to law school.
Elle Woods? Stop with that.
How did it end on the second one?
No one knows.
Second one, she had a baby or something? I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
Number one is the one that's amazing. Number two is okay, and I'm just kind of, I'm with her. I'm excited about 3, but it's probably not going to be that great.
Dang, hater.
Is 3 of anything ever? Like, Home Alone 1 was amazing.
No, Rocky 3 wasn't that good.
Really? Mr. Tina?
It was. And Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No, Rocky 4 was great.
Oh, the Russian. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
Oh, okay. Rocky 3 was okay.
Okay. 3s? So,
were there any 3s?
Hangover 3.
T3 was pretty good.
Oh, Terminator 3, yeah.
Yeah, T2 was awesome.
Yes.
T3 was pretty good.
Judgment Day.
American Pie. They had 3.
They stopped.
Has Iron Man 3 happened? Because even if it hasn't, it's going to be amazing.
All right. Thank you, Morgan, number two. That's what 24-year-olds care about. Hey, over at BobbyBones.com, our retro Pimpin' Joy shirts. Would love for you to check those out and help a good cause.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
Shout out to this 6-year-old girl named Brinley Williams. She spent some of her childhood in a hospital because she had kidney issues since birth. So she knows what it's like to be in the hospital as a kid. So she decided she wanted to buy American Girl dolls to hand out to other kids in the hospital.
Because
she received one for herself. And she thought the doll was super cool. But those American Girl dolls, they're not cheap. So she set up a lemonade stand. Then she worked at a restaurant owned by a family friend. Raised about $500 or so. And then the community heard about what she was doing. And they all pitched in. And she was able to buy 15 dolls. And the hospital is planning to have her hand deliver the dolls later in the month.
That's cool. She's how old? 6?
She's only 6 years old. I mean, and you know, she's going to be able to show up at the hospital, deliver them to the sick patients. Sort of like... makes me think of like musicians on call and how you show up. I don't know if you ever show up with dolls, but you show up with your guitar.
No dolls.
You show up with your guitar and you play music and stuff.
That is true. So I'm on the national board. We just go and play music for kids or vets. And so that's what musicians on call is, because I was also in the hospital for a long time as a kid.
True.
I have a scar still from my sternum down to my
you know, whatever that bone is, the pubic bone, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's it.
The technical term?
Yeah. Yes, pubic bone.
And so I was in the hospital for a long time, and so I go and we play songs for kids and for vets. And it's a great organization, and if you're listening, you're like, man, I wish I had something to donate to or be involved in. Mm-hmm. You don't have to play music. You can actually be a guide for musicians on call and, like, take the musicians around. Cool. But yeah, it's a... Thanks for bringing that up. It's really a fantastic organization. Very proud to be a part of it. And proud of that girl. She's six.
6 years old.
That's good. That's good news.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I always wondered what would happen if you took a whole bunch of those yellow jacket pills from the gas station. And Eddie did that yesterday. And here we are 24 hours later. He says he's still not over it. Like, his heart is still beating. Morgan number two, our 24-year-old head of digital...
Our web girl and resident 24-year-old from Wichita, Kansas, Morgan number two.
She says that Eddie was cranky yesterday.
Yeah, he was super cranky, and he was just acting like out of his mind in a different place.
Yeah, I don't know what, it was just major mood swings, because I felt tired, but I wasn't tired. You know what I mean? Like, my body was ready to go, but my brain was just like, I'm tired. I don't want to laugh at anything you're saying. I don't even want to talk to you right now. It's weird, man.
So your body was ready to go.
Yeah, we were ready to run a marathon.
But your brain was tired.
Yes. And so I'm sorry. I want to apologize to everyone if I said anything maybe I would regret today.
It wasn't you. It was the yellow jacket.
Yes, it was not me.
Did he snap?
He never snapped, but he just wasn't himself, and he just was going on some mood swings, so I just really wasn't sure what Eddie I'd get at each moment.
It's the yellow jackets, man. They'll do that to you.
So you're saying probably not the best idea to use them?
No, absolutely not. Right. Not four. Definitely not four.
This is your brain, and then this is your brain on yellow jackets.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Morgan number two. Eddie, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, man, you know.
I think it's a struggle we all face, what we do on yellow jackets.
Yes, yes, it is a struggle. And I hope that you learned a lot from me taking four yellow jackets.
Yeah,
bones.
You know, I'd always wonder how that would affect me, but instead I thought you should do it. And then
so now you're gonna steer clear.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I learned a lot from a dummy. Buckle up. I'm doing all the things.
Just say no to your yellow jackets.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle up. Top five songs. Number five. Blake Shelton, I lived crazy, in a different language you might not. Number four, Heaven from Kane Brown. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just... Sorry, here's Heaven from Kane Brown featuring Amy.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, wait to go. Saying that it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Beautiful, lying next to you, in this bed with you, I ain't convinced.
All right, no. Number three, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney featuring Amy.
Oh. Everything's gonna be all right.
She goes up.
All everything's gonna be like all right.
At number two, Dierks Bentley, Woman Amen, featuring Amy. Here we go.
Night and day on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'm gonna say everything I love you. Thank you, Jesus, for my woman.
That's nice, nice. And the number one song is from Luke Combs, One Number Away, featuring Amy.
I'm one number away talking to you. I said I was through, I'm dying. Inside,
head
in my chest, girl,
I can best. There you go. That's your number one song, Luke. Come one number one.
I need a minute with some of those. You know.
I like how you that made me laugh so hard.
Yeah,
I've been laughing a lot.
She
lately.
Did Luke Combs like wonder away.
In case you missed it, here's Amy. Man, I laughed a frog in my throat. Here's Amy doing One Number Away with Luke Combs.
One number away from talking to you. Okay.
One.
By the way. The Middle from Zedd and Maren Morris is the number one song again.
Still?
Yeah.
No, not still. It fell off.
Oh, because it went away and now it's back. What brought it back?
Zedd tweeted, "The Middle is back at number one on U.S. radio. Absolutely insane. I've spent 25% of the last year at number one. How is this even possible?"
There's some people that miss out on it the first time.
I'm telling you,
it's amazing.
Still the jam.
I know, I get it, but is that common for something to flow like that? Like,
no, once it falls, it usually goes away.
Yeah.
But here is The Middle, Zedd and Maren Morris featuring Amy.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
There you go.
Yeah.
So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
And the number one song in urban is Migos and Drake. Walk it, talk it, featuring Amy.
Walk it, talk it.
There you go. Those are the big songs. All the country songs, top 40 songs, all that stuff. Good job, man. You really outdid yourself.
Thanks.
You know what I want to do? Man, that's funny.
Yeah.
I've just been enjoying things lately.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Good. You should do that a little more.
I know. I've been trying to sleep a little more. Like, get some sleep. I feel better. I think things are funnier. I'm brighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm better to hang around.
Rest. It does that.
It does. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick.
Yeah. You good? Go ahead and get
rest.
Your...
Rest.
Yeah.
That's about good.
Morgan number two brought up something interesting to me. She said that her parents lied to her as a kid.
About what?
Well, this is what we're going to talk about. What they tell you always and they weren't true?
I always sat right up next to the TV watching as a kid, and they told me my eyesight would go bad if I kept doing that.
I think that's true, though. Right? My parents told me that.
Oh, my parents told me that.
What's something that your parents told you that ended up not being true? Okay, that's what we're going to talk about next.
Wow.
Lies that your parents told you as you were a kid, and you got older and you're like, that's not true. Liz in Massachusetts. Good morning.
Hi. My mom used to tell me I was allergic to chocolate, but only after 6 p.m.
That's funny.
I like that.
How long did you believe that?
Till I was like 10 and had to get a real allergy test, and I was not allergic to chocolate.
But did they test you after 6 p.m.? That's the question. That's funny. That's a good one. So when I was a kid, until I was 8 or 9.
Oh, gosh. Is this the... belly button.
Yeah, I thought babies came out of the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I didn't know they came out of the hoo-ha.
Poor Bobby. Oh.
And I always thought, how did they come out of the belly button? Listen, it's also a thing that it comes out of the hoo-ha, I'll be honest with you. But I really was too old to think that. Yeah. But I was told that. So forever, I just believed babies came out of the belly button. Older than I should have been. And I was a pretty bright kid. I loved to read. I just didn't.
Yeah, you didn't catch that
I
one.
I didn't catch that
yeah,
one.
That one was over your head.
Yeah, still kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody's parents lie to them, Lunchbox.
Yeah, my parents, look, if you flip your eyelids up like this,
yeah.
My parents always told me if someone hits you on the back when you have your eyelids flipped up, they'll get stuck like that. And so I was scared, whenever I was near my parents, I was scared to do it because I didn't want to get my eyelids stuck.
Solid. Justin in Oklahoma.
Hey, guys, big fan of the show.
Thank you very much. What'd your parents say to you?
My parents always told me not to shower during a thunderstorm because if lightning hit, it would strike me through the shower. And still to this day, I think of that when there's a thunderstorm and my wife, hey, go shower. I'm like, no, don't do it.
That's funny. Okay, but here's my thing. I'm thinking about this. Like, what did the parents have to gain from that? I understand the chocolate after 6 p.m. You didn't want your kids to eat candy. Did your mom not want you taking a shower or what? Like, during the rain? Or was it just a joke?
I don't know.
Or maybe they really believe that.
I believe it. I still believe it. So I think somebody needs to do a study on this so I can prove my parents wrong or right.
Appreciate that, Justin. Appreciate you. Thank you very much for the call. Man, I got a lot of them over here. Appreciate you. Joseph in Georgia.
Yeah, Bobby. My parents used to tell me that if I ate any more chicken that I was going to turn into a chicken. Like, I just love chicken nuggets. So they're like, you eat any more chicken nuggets, you're going to turn into a chicken.
Did you feel like you would turn into a chicken?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, as a little 4-year-old, you're like, you're sitting there, you're like, well, heck, I'm going to turn into a chicken.
You're like, buck, buck, oh, buck, buck.
When did you realize you weren't going to turn into a chicken?
You know, I wised up a little, you know, shortly thereafter, but, you know, I guess that was their reasoning to get me to eat some vegetables or something. You know, I don't know. I just can't anymore eat any more chicken nuggets.
That's funny, Joseph. Good call. Appreciate you. Amy?
Oh, man. My husband, one that comes to mind with his family, is that his mom had told him a saltine cracker was a cookie for years.
Solid trick. Yeah.
Solid. Until one time he's at a friend's house and they offered him a real cookie and he's like, it was like the best thing he'd ever tasted.
Solid.
He never fell for a saltine cracker again.
I got a little announcement to make here. A little something. Thank you very much. Hey, so over the past 5 years, I've tried to somewhat change the culture of music on the radio, meaning with females, I've held concerts, I've had entire weeks on the road. I try to take as many female artists out as possible and give them exposure. And so I think the culture is changing. You know, it's nothing
that's going to be revolutionizing today. Hopefully it's evolutionized, and I think we're getting there. I think we've planted a lot of wonderful seeds, and you're seeing more females being played on the radio, but not enough. You're seeing more females being streamed a bit and put on playlists, but not enough. And so what I did is myself and Rod Phillips, who is the president of the format, we have put together a show. It's a national show, and it will be aired on hundreds of radio stations, and it's going to be a show that focuses on females and country music, and that's what it's all going to be. I'm going to program it. I'm going to play female artists only, and I say me. It's not even really about me, because I go, how weird is that? I got a ding dong, and I'm hosting a female show. Contraire, mon frère. I am pulling in some of the best female talent radio-wise around the country, and they're also going to be involved in the show, and they're going to be doing the things. So as I'm in Nashville, where I get to actually see these artists and bring them in, it's really going to be female artists, female DJs, and so hopefully we can continue the conversation and push it forward. So, you know, as I look at the charts right now, I see people, obviously Carrie Underwood. There's only two females in the top 20. Carrie Underwood and Lindsay L. There's only two females in the top 20. And those are the things that I want to change. Just, there are dude artists that get the benefit of the doubt just because they're dudes. And they go, let's just shove them up. It doesn't matter what kind of research we get. It doesn't matter. They're dudes. We just play them. Females don't get that. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to actually take the initiative to make sure a song like Cry Pretty, to make sure Criminal by Lindsay L., doesn't just drop and all the stations go, nah, we're done. Because that's what they do. They just cancel out on these females and go, nah, it's not researching. We quit. Maren Morris, Rich. Boy, I'd be rich. Head to toe,
Prada, Benz in the driveway, yacht in the woods.
Like,
this is a jam.
To like 30 or something. Kelsey Ballerini, I Hate Love Songs. I hate love songs. Yeah. Artists like Cassie Ashton, Taxidermy. You'll be my taxidermy, So launching a national show on the weekends to focus, highlight, grow, cultivate female artists and songs. And I'm gonna start monitoring radio stations and be like, okay, you're pulling female artists. Let me see what's up. So that's it.
It's awesome.
Can't change it in a day, but we can actually work on changing the culture slowly. Oh, that Cassie Ashton song is a jam sandwich.
I know.
No. It's a jam sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, you'll be my taxidermy. I keep you hanging on. So if these other services, other radio stations don't want to get involved in this, we'll just take it and, you know, shove it and be like, okay, nobody else wants to get on board and help, then we'll just do it ourselves until everybody joins. So if I've got to be obnoxious about getting females on the radio, I will be obnoxious about it. And that's where I am now. I'm so frustrated. So that's just, I'm just going to, here you go. We have the biggest company and we're going to go, okay, here I am. Time to play all these songs. Stop ignoring females.
Love it.
That's it. There you go. That's the announcement. I will remain obnoxious. You have my word, folks. But that's what it's about for me. I hate love songs. Yeah, Maddie and Tay. I really do. There are a lot of female. Lauren Elena. I could go down the list here. Jillian Jacqueline. You know, artists that, you know what? Your song's not doing that good. And we need to get more room for Bruce down here.
Oh, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always coming in.
Yeah, Bruce.
For no reason.
For no reason.
Bruce.
I just got a ding dong. You know what I mean?
Bruce.
So that's the deal. I mean, this is the unofficial. Didn't want me to say this today, but we are launching a national female.
Oh, this is the unofficial.
Well, I mean, I'm not supposed to announce it, but who cares?
Who cares? That's what you say now.
I care about this project, but who cares about the rules? Mm. So there you go. That's it. And I dropped. Ye Mike. Bobby Bones. Yeah. I'm reading this obituary. It's in the paper. Her name is Kathleen Dimlow. And so she was born in 1938. And it just is a couple paragraphs about her life. And then it gets to, she abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, when they were raised, whatever. And then it goes on. She passed away May 31st, 2018, and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand this world is a better place without her.
Oh, my. That's so sad.
That is awesome.
Whoa. Sad.
The best obituary ever written.
Oh.
Because it's truthful.
I mean, I don't know how truthful it is, though. That's the thing. I don't know her, so I don't know that it's truthful.
Well, they said that she abandoned them.
Yeah, but I was abandoned, and yeah. I don't think that it was for any reason other than my parents were teenagers when they had me. I don't think that was evil.
So I just read it and was like, holy crap. So yeah, I saw that.
What? I went healing for the kids. What are their names?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Isn't that what the kids call savage?
Yeah,
it's like savage, man.
Hashtag savage. Yes. Yeah. Hashtag
dang,
savage.
Front street.
See, I'm using savage all wrong.
Savage old bit? Oh, Morgan number two, is that a savage old bit?
Yeah, that's savage.
That's savage?
Wow.
Hey, on Friday, we will be doing our show live from the historic, the beautiful Ryman Auditorium. Our radio show will be up on that stage, and all 2,000 of those seats will be open to the public. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7 Central. We hope people come watch.
Yes, the mother church of country music.
The mother church, the home, the origin of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes.
And so we're super excited. We're very grateful they'll let us do our radio show on that hallowed stage. That being said, Lunchbox has said if he's not paid extra, he's not coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he feels that's a talent fee.
Oh, for sure.
There's no sponsor. We're just going because they're letting us. But you have now listed your demands.
Yeah.
So how many do you have?
I like 5 or 6.
How many do you have?
Like 5.
5 demands.
Okay.
Take out one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
It's like a negotiation.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Demand number 1 for you to show up at the show on Friday.
I need 2 blueberry muffins freshly baked.
Write it down, Bones.
Okay. Let's negotiate.
Warmed
this.
Or freshly baked?
It's all a negotiation. Life is.
Okay.
You want me to keep going?
I will get you 2 blueberry muffins, but they will not be freshly baked.
I don't want them wrapped in the plastic from the gas station.
I will get them from like a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks.
That works.
Okay.
Okay.
1 down. Hey.
Okay.
You taking these notes, nuts? Or Mike D? Sorry. His name is Mike D, yeah, so I call him D's Nuts.
Him that, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sorry. He's got a bunch of names.
Are you taking this down, Nuts?
and then Mike's just like, yeah, I got him. Got boss.
Well, his name is Mike D. That's what I call
D's
Mike
nuts.
D's Nuts.
No, we get
I just don't call that on the air, though.
I mean, hey.
All right.
All right, good job on the first one,
2
guys.
Muffins. Get that one. Check. Okay, go ahead.
Strawberry banana smoothie.
I'm gonna have to push back on that one.
Why?
A smoothie?
I mean, why?
Yeah, that's a fresh little smoothie. There's smoothie shops all over the place.
Oh my gosh, I'll make him one.
I'm gonna, no.
Oh yeah, Amy can make it at her house. She makes smoothies all the time. She got a nice little blender.
I'm not going to commit to that one yet. Okay, that's number 2. Number 3, Lunchbox, your list of demands.
I need a car to pick me up at my house.
That will not happen. That's not happening either.
There's no parking for me.
I mean, can you order your own Uber?
That wouldn't be me. I don't want to have to pay for it.
Okay.
If I came to work, I would have a free parking spot. If I go there, I got to pay.
You got to be driven here first. We're doing the show for 2 hours here.
Yeah.
But then I got to go there.
Yeah. Well, okay. You will be driven there.
Yes.
That's in the middle. I'm not going to buy you a car for yourself.
Nuts over here.
Yeah, nuts. No. But well, you will be driven over there. You don't have to worry about driving yourself. Meet in the middle?
Meet in the middle.
Okay.
All right. Got that, Nuts?
Got that, Nuts? There you go.
Gas up.
All right. And number 4 of 5.
Yeah, I need a front row seat for my wife.
Done.
Yeah.
If she can make it.
That I can absolutely do. Will she come on the show?
Even if she can't make
even
it,
if she
he
can't
wants
make it,
it
I
empty.
Want the seat
you want
reserved.
The seat empty.
Yeah, I want the seat left empty.
This guy.
Okay. In honor of your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lunchbox's wife.
If she comes, will she come on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll go on the show?
She'll talk?
Yeah, yeah. She'll be a guest on the show.
Yes.
I don't know if she can make it.
Okay. We will reserve. Hey, Nuts, you make sure they get that number one, that seat up front. All right. And your final demand, because we met 3 of them so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Your final
and
demand.
And one you push back on.
Okay, go ahead.
$300 cash.
That's not happening.
Under the table.
Under the table.
We're already talking about it. This is now over the table.
It's like non-taxable cash.
Don't tell the IRS. No, we're on the air. But you can't tell them. They think this is a bit. Right, Nuts? I can't do $300.
Will How you, much can you
will
do?
Will you take $3?
Whoa, $3!
No deal.
Whoa, no deal.
Okay. Will you take all the money in my wallet?
Oh. Oh, what's ooh?
I don't know how much is.
Fun
I really,
game. Fun
I don't
game.
Know how much is in there.
Lunchbox,
my wallet's not even in here.
He always has cash.
Hey,
in his
Nuts!
Wallet.
Don't be taking money out of that wallet before you come in here.
Mike B's Nuts.
Okay.
Ooh.
Keeping an eye on the wallet.
He always has cash in that wallet.
I don't know what I have.
Yeah, most of the time you do have cash.
Yes.
He's taking too long.
No, he had to find it.
Well, he needs to run quicker.
There he is. Okay, yes or no, do you take all the cash in the wallet?
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah!
I really don't know how much I have.
Oh, boy. Yeah!
Okay, so that...
Wait, hold on. Now he's getting paid?
If I'm going to give you all... Because I wasn't going to give you any money. Will you give up your strawberry smoothie to get money?
Whoa!
Will you give up your strawberry smoothie?
For cash?
Yeah. Because I wasn't going to pay you at all.
Get the smoothie out of here!
Okay, so you're going to have a chair... You're going to have two blueberry muffins from one of the coffee places.
Sure.
Not wrapped. What else are you going to have?
Someone's going to drive me.
You're going to be driven there, and then you're going to get all the cash in my wallet.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a deal. Shake on it. My hand's extended.
Go. Do it. Do it.
Are you going to shake my hand?
Shake the hand. There it is.
Give me that cash.
Let's see how much cash.
Thank you, my friend. Baby.
Ooh, there's
cash. Yeah, there's cash.
There's a decent amount.
He has
amount.
Cash.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Ooh. Let's see here. Here we go.
I see a big bill.
One.
$2.
Oh.
$3.
Oh, man,
$4.
Wow.
$24.
Yeah!
$25.
Yeah!
All right, here's
that's pretty good money, folks.
There you go.
He went from 300 to 25, though.
Eddie, he went from 3 to 25.
Yeah. Eddie, how much you get?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So you're going to be there Friday. You're going to be there Friday. We're all there.
Hey.
What's up?
Protest over!
Protest over.
Guys, you just gotta know how to work the system. You gotta get paid.
Since you got the money, you're gonna show up and be funny.
He's there. He's there. His wife's there. That's it.
I got the money. I'm gonna be funny.
That's your chant.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your chant yesterday? If you want funny, show me the money.
Yeah.
Which is the one where he's like, write that check then.
Then I'll dance for my friends. Then the other one was like, pay me because I want to be paid like me. Wait, what? Me and me rhyme.
So that was your tactic the whole time?
Eddie.
Two muffins, a ride to the Ryman, $25.
And a seat for his wife.
I
X'd off the strawberry banana smoothie.
Everybody won this negotiation.
Wait, not everybody, because now Eddie and I are out. Money. Like, you gave in to these demands, and so now I'm like, wait a second.
You don't think like a business person, right? You think like a little follower. You're like, ooh.
That's right. Little follower right there.
I lead the pack.
Friday morning, come watch the show at the Ryman. There you go.
Bob and Bones.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
What do you think of the story where it says teaching your kids to curse is a good thing?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to know why they think that. I don't personally want my kids to curse, but I'm confused. Why is it good?
According to science, swearing can offer health benefits. They say teaching kids to swear is a good thing. Many parents let a well-timed swear word or two slip.
Oh.
Dr. Emma Byrne, a scientist, says that teaching students to swear can help them understand language better and honesty, a more robust vocabulary, better credibility. I just don't know.
I don't think so either.
I don't have kids, but I don't curse.
Yeah, I just, for like me neither, and I don't mind if people do around me, but I don't want my kids doing it, and manners, like I don't want them to be walking around cursing.
Do they know English curse words?
No, they don't really say. The thing that we're trying to not say is shut up right now.
That's the bad one?
I just don't want them to be saying that because I want them to be polite. But me, I casually know that I'm someone that's like, my husband says something, I'm like, oh, shut up. And so that's where they get it from. They get it from me, but then I don't want them saying it. So I've got to work on that. But I definitely don't want them. I mean, they can say like, shoot or gosh, dog it.
Can they say H-E double hockey sticks?
No, but they don't. They're not exposed to it. Mm. Now, my parents cursed, so I cursed when I was a little kid, but I didn't know what I was saying. But I was just repeating them.
So you disagree with this?
I totally disagree with it.
All right. There you have it, folks. Oh. Eddie, you have two kids, two boys.
Oh, man. I'm laughing, thinking, like picturing them saying bad words. Like, that's terrible. They would never say bad words.
Lunchbox, can let your kid cuss?
Yeah.
No problem?
No problem. I cuss with my parents. We have that relationship. And I still remember the first time I heard my dad say a cuss word, and it was the greatest day of my life.
Oh wow.
We were driving home from a soccer game, and one of the Cowboys, offensive lineman, got two false starts in a row. And my dad just goes, how blanking stupid is he? And me and Aaron and Forrest looked at each other like, so awesome. And ever since then, cuss words have been flowing.
Yeah.
It really opens your relationship with your parents.
Maybe that was my problem.
I don't. Well, yeah, but Bobby, it. I don't. My dad, they flow out of my, like, my dad's conversation. Even when I'm talking to him, like, there are words dropped all the time, and it doesn't. We don't bond over it. I just am like, okay, that's my dad. That's how he talks.
It's not Thanksgiving. Hey, I'm very thankful for it. So I don't curse. I stopped about 2.5 years or so ago. I haven't said a curse word in a long time. It doesn't bother me, but people now will not curse around me, mm-hmm. and that gets a little annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like people to know that I don't drink. Like,
then they try.
I've never had to drink alcohol, but they're like, ooh, I shouldn't drink around you. I'm like, no, I'd rather you just live your life. Actually, you're more pleasant to be around when you do drink. So if you wouldn't mind having a drink or two, that same thing with cursing. They'll go, ooh, sorry. Ooh.
It sounds weird, though, to be honest, to curse around you. It's like
really?
Cursing. Yeah, it's like cursing from my parents. Same thing with Bobby.
But Bobby's not.
But I used to curse like crazy.
Yeah. I know, but not anymore.
I don't anymore. But
so it's like, I don't want
to
just.
That was just a discipline that I wanted to put inside of me. I'm always looking for new ways to train myself to do things. It's nothing moral.
Just telling you, it feels weird for the rest of us.
It just sounds.
I know.
Isn't it what the sound means coming from your heart more so than the sound coming out of your mouth? Like that.
I don't know what that means.
I'm so that's way on that my one. Head.
All right. Well,
too smart.
That was deep.
They say science says let your kids curse.
Well, one scientist.
But that's science.
A very smart scientist.
BobbyBones.com to check out our Pimp and Joy shirts. The new retro line is up, and you can help out a great cause. BobbyBones.com. You know, tomorrow we world premiere that new Little Big Town song. It's called Summer Fever. And so here's Amy talking a Little Big Town yesterday.
So much going on with y'all this week. You know, hosting the ZMT Awards. Yeah. It's kind of fun. Yeah. New song coming out Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Summer Fever.
Summer Fever.
Oh, is that a tease? Of
No, not at all.
Like, it actually is nothing
like
that.
Like, that's summer fever.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good
please
one.
Sing what you think it is. Okay.
That would be a good game.
Summer Fever. yeah. I got that Summer Fever. Fever
good,
down in my bones.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Well, they have a song
that's
tomorrow.
That's not how it goes.
It isn't. I don't think
at all.
So.
I don't think unless in some weird world that's exactly how it goes.
Yeah, okay. Let's go. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Lunchbox's wife is about to give birth and have a baby, so I didn't know if she was going to consider having music playing when she's in the labor and delivery part, but that's like a popular thing right now, and I have the most popular song to give birth to.
Justin Bieber, baby, baby.
No.
No?
Oh. It's actually Elton John, The Circle of Life.
In the circle of life.
Wow. Right, push.
Interesting.
Breathe.
You can do it.
And then they hold the baby up on the
floor. Yes. Look at him. Isn't he beautiful?
We call him Mufasa.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
So, Lunchbox, you need to work on your wife's push playlist.
Got it.
Okay. So, the Crayola, or, you know, the crayon company, mm-hmm. they're coming out with their own beauty line of makeup called Face Crowns. And
Face Crayons, or how you say it?
Face Crayons.
Are you Cajun?
Crayons.
Wait, what? Crayons. What parish are you from down in Louisiana? Amy sounds like she sounds Creole.
I say Face Crowns. And they have eyeshadow, highlighters, lipstick, and more. You can find them on ASOS.com. That's ASOS.com. And I don't know, just something fun. Comes in a little crown box.
Between you saying crayon funny and Lunchbox saying ambulance funny.
Ambulance.
We got a whole crew here.
Great.
Is there something you can't say?
Yeah.
I say it all perfect.
No, there's something you say.
No, all the things. I talk too fast. I stumble over my words. But, I mean, I say, that doesn't matter. But moving on.
Behind the scenes stuff for people listening right now is I talk too fast too. And so many times Bobby has to like take his hand.
Slow it down.
And while I'm talking, he's like, calm down.
Chill out.
Too loud.
So I have to remember that. So I have the things that are considered cool this year for 2018. So if you're doing any of these, you're on the right track. Staying in rather than going out,
boom.
Considered cool.
Cool as can be.
Been doing that for years.
Yep. That's cool for us. Cool, man.
Like, don't feel shame in eating healthy or having a balanced diet.
I don't.
Is cool this year.
Yeah, amen.
Going to the gym.
Boom. I'm the coolest person around.
Yeah.
And being able to cook from scratch.
Oh, that's
only like two things.
You know, you make those paleo donuts.
Yeah, but like it's one of my two things. Yeah.
Cool.
And like I can grill some chicken.
Also, last thing that makes you super cool for 2018 is vacationing off the beaten path.
How about in your house that you never leave? Does that make you double cool? That's what I do. I do two things. Oh, is that it?
All right, maybe that's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
I'm going to go over to CMT and do some interviews for a bit. We'll have some more. We had a lot on today. I'm going to do that today. I got a award show to go. I'm not getting an award. I'm going to support some friends tonight.
Oh, ooh. That's cool.
Yeah. It's been cool because right now happening in Nashville is CMA Fest. And so there's lots of events. Like every day it's like 100 events. And I'm not doing music with Raging Idiots. And my book doesn't come out till the 19th. So I really have nothing to do. So I'm able to support a lot of friends, which is cool. I'm doing Lauren Elena's fan club party on Friday. I'm hosting it just because she asked me to. Luke, I'm doing a thing with Luke Bryan. So for once, I'm not doing 100 events.
Oh.
None of us are, really.
Mm.
Just a couple, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is that. We're going to do our show live from the Ryman, though, in Nashville.
That'd be cool.
Or just listen. It should be, as they say, an S show, man. It's at the Ryman. It's going to be awesome because it's there, but there are going to be tons of people watching
no,
the show.
I met some people last night. They were at the Ryman last night talking about how they can't wait to come watch the show from the Ryman on Friday.
So we'll see how that goes, too. That's the deal. Amy, today, what are you doing?
Well, I'll be doing CMT remotes, too. And then hanging out with my kids. It's summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do they go back to summer school?
Next week.
You happy about that?
Well, they'll just be in while I'm working. It's only like 8 to noon or something. So we'll still have the afternoon to play.
And what are they going to do in summer school? Continue learning English?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll continue on that. I think it's just good to keep it going. So they keep this program. It's their English as a second language school. So I think they like to keep the kids going so they don't lose it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you?
Oh, I got those CMT remotes, some more hard-hitting interviews for me, and then I am going to crush a nap.
Oh.
Whew! I'm tired.
Life been rough lately or what?
Yeah, man, this weekend I was crushing in the yard work, and then yesterday I had a long day. Long day.
Of?
I had those CMT remotes, then I went to the Darius and Friends, and man, I didn't get a nap yesterday.
But that sounds like two
little
things.
We all did the same.
Didn't you play soccer after the event?
Yeah, after the
Darius
thing.
Okay, he's leaving off all his recreational.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a busy day. And we did win our soccer game. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. How'd it go? What was the score?
Oh, we won 1-0.
Did you score the goal?
No. But they only had 9 players. We had 11. We won 1-0.
All right. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Jones.
No.
Bones.